Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, May the 10th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as any explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we'll continue with part two of our introductory series where we're talking about the new series that's getting ready to start on May the 15th. We're talking about Christ consciousness. Out of everything we can talk about, out of all the series I've ever done in my entire life, honestly, this one really is the most important. This is what, there's a new book out called, well, not really new, but there's a book out called Quantum Christianity. In this book by Aaron D. Davis, it's a great book because this is a retired detective, a retired police officer, retired SWAT team member, and he writes a book about quantum physics. But he writes a book, again, because when you are in law enforcement, when you are in the police realm or police work, it's totally different because you see a side of humanity that forces you to question humanity. So in this book, Quantum Christianity, it helps you to understand my point of view, because is God willing to prevent evil, or is God able to prevent evil, or does God use evil? Is God a God of, or is the universe, we can use that word, a universe that promotes evil? Because when we look at this binary system that we live in, when you look at it from a law enforcement officer's point of view, when you look at it from a, again, pastor or teacher point of view, as an ordained minister, I mean, this guy who wrote this book, his life parallels mine a little bit, except I don't have the tattoos. He's known as the tattooed preacher. And in this book, again, he talks about some very important issues that I'm going to be addressing during this series that forces us to go inside and use this science to validate Scripture, meaning we have to really examine the truth of our quote-unquote spirit. So when we talk about anybody can say, I sense or I feel. But when you sense and when you feel, what are you doing? What makes up this ability to sense and to feel? That's quantum. When we talk about quantum physics, when we talk about quantum computers, when we talk about taking a quantum leap of faith, the quantum, we're talking about life on a smaller scale. So consciousness is a hologram or a hydrogen wave of functionality. So quantum physics, my brothers and sisters, is the understanding of quantum or hydrogen. Quantum mechanics is the study of hydrogen. It is the understanding of what is called the magnetic resonance of the superconducting hydrogen atom. So quantum mechanics and quantum physics, or the quantum theory, or the quantum field theory, is physics of consciousness. And so when we talk about Christ consciousness, now we get into what is called photon physics, or what is called the photoelectric effect. That's what quantum physics used to be called back in the day. It is how light and matter interact. Let me say that again. It's how light and matter interact. Let me say that one more time. It's how light and matter interact. So Yahushua says, I am the light of the world. He didn't say that he created light. He says he is light. So quantum physics is how God and matter interact. Quantum physics is how classical electromagnetic theory or chemistry or quantum chemistry or the electromagnetic chemistry, it is the threshold of photon physics, or what I call photon frequency. This is all of the stuff of what low energy phenomenon, the interaction of light and matter. It's the interaction of spirit and matter. It's what is called wave particle duality. Wave God, particle man. It is the interaction of God and man. It is the ability to basically take God, that's unknowable, and take man, that's unknowable, and get to know them together. Wave particle duality is what we have. We, my brothers and sisters, are particles. God is a wave. Now, when we look at a particle physics, a particle is a wave that slowed down. You are God that is slowed down into a physical element, if you want to use that way of looking at it. Again, looking at it from a scientific perspective. So how does Scripture, though, and science interact? How does the Bible, how does the construct of the Bible, how does the physical layout of the Bible interact with the body? How does the two witnesses inside of the Bible, how does Jacob and Boaz, how does the two pillars, how does yin and yang, how does waveform duality, how does quantum physics, how does particles and wave interact together? How do you look at it? If you look at the King James Version of the Bible, if you look at the picture, the cover of the first edition of the King James Bible, we're going to break it down during this series, of the 1611 King James Bible, you will see at the very, very top of the King James Bible, you'll see a dove, you'll see two pillows, you'll see a bunch of old guys sitting around on the cover of the King James Bible. That is what we're going to be discussing, because at the very top of the King James Bible, you see the sun and you see the moon. You see the masculine symbol and the moon, which represents the feminine symbol, which is Jacob and Boaz. And in the middle of this, you see a gentleman that has a hole in his head on the cover of the 1611 King James Bible. That is Hiram Abiff. And if you don't know who Hiram Abiff is and the metaphysical understanding of who Hiram Abiff is and what it has to do with the kingdom of God, we're going to break it down during this series. We're going to break down again during this series 1 John 5:7, that if you go to the Bible, if you go to your favorite search engine, and if you type in 1 John 5:7, you'll see that 1 John 5:7 doesn't exist in the new Bibles. Don't believe me? Go check it out for yourself. Why have they removed 1 John 5:7 out of the Bible? None of the new versions of the Bible contain the full verse of 1 John 5:7. None of the new Bibles, the new translations of the Bible, contain hydrogen wave functionality. That's what we're going to break down during this series. I don't know, my brothers and sisters, how to express it inside the English language, so I'm going to do the best that I can to get you to understand God eternal within the body, the quantum mechanics of the soul, the blueprint of God that's inside of you. The kingdom of God is truly within the body. And the name Yahweh or Yahweh Shinvah means God eternal, Christ eternal within the body, according to Dr. Greg Braden and according to everybody that understands quantum integrity. It is that there is a God inside of man. But the problem is when you look at what we have outside of man, we don't understand what's going on inside of man. And unless you are a cellular biologist, it's very difficult for you to understand the statements that I will be making during this series. That is why I always use scripture, because I know all of these good Bible thumpers out there won't believe me when I just come with it from a cellular biological perspective. So we're going to look at the DNA and the Bible construct, how your DNA is inside of the Bible. We're going to go through the book of Genesis. We're going to go through the Sephirot, or the tree of knowledge. We're going to break down, again, Jacob's ladder. We're going to break down, again, how the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. We're going to talk about, again, yin and yang. We're going to talk about pen and pencil. We're going to talk about pen and paper. We're going to talk about penis and vagina. Now, again, we're all adults. So we're going to also talk about, again, the table or the Ark of the Covenant and what it contains. We're going to talk about the contents of the Ark of the Covenant, that's the contents of the organs inside of the Bible, inside of the body. In other words, let me make sure you understand. Now, remember, I did a show a long time ago about the Ark of the Covenant, and I said that you are the Ark of the Covenant. You don't go get the Ark. You are the Ark. I'm going to prove it to you. Inside of the Bible, the Ark of the Covenant is inside the human body. Let me say that again. The Ark of the covenant is inside of the human body. And so you have to understand that, brothers and sisters, because every day you're looking for God out there, and God is in here. But we have to be able to connect the dots of how the Ark of the Covenant is contained inside of the human body, and how the holies of the holies actually represents the body, the temple. The Bible says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach? What are the temple secrets of the tabernacle? What are the two cherubim angels sitting on top of the Ark of the Covenant? What does it mean in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, when it deals with the throne of judgment and the mercy seat of God, the tabernacle of the Ark of the Covenant? that symbolizes the very throne room of God that's contained inside of the human body. Not easily, but it's very easy. When we break this down, it's going to blow your cookies. So I love that song that says, "Take me in to the holies of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb." That is an internal document or song that's talking about an internal place. And it says, "Take me past the brazen altar. I want to see his face." We're going to break down the brazen altar. We're going to break down the lava bowl. We're going to break down the candlestick that talks about in the book of Numbers chapter 18 and the Numbers chapter 26. We're going to break this down, and I'm going to show you inside of the body. Again, Hebrews 10:19 that says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness or the holy place by the blood of the Lamb," or by the blood of Christ. So Yahushua came to give you a DNA upgrade. Yahushua came to regene you, or to regenerate you, or to bring about a blood atonement that it talks about in the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11, where it says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it unto you, the altar, to make an atonement of your sins. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." So it is the altar. This altar, it is the place of sacrifice, but it takes place inside of the body. John 1:29 says it this way. John 1:29. "The next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." So there is something about the Lamb, or about God, that takes away the sin. So we have to understand the sacrifice that's found inside of the 23 chromosomes that comes from the mother, 23 chromosomes that comes from the father, that represents the number 46, and how the 10 sephirots, or what we call the tree of knowledge, and how the triple helix of the DNA and the double helix of the DNA is being manipulated. So the triple helix represents the beast. The double helix represents the DNA of Yahushua. And the enemy wants to come in and manipulate the DNA. That's what this is all about. That's why the lava bowl inside of, because remember, everything that's inside of the temple or the tabernacle is inside of the human body. So the temple is the body. So we have to break down so we know, how does the word become flesh and dwell among men? How do we take the candlesticks that we talked about again, and we broke that down in the book of Revelation? So this series, we're going to break down the book of Exodus, and we're going to use, again, the Bible as the body. So the Bible is the esoteric blueprint of the body. Let me say it again. The Bible is the esoteric blueprint of the body. Romans chapter 11, verse 17. Romans chapter 11, verse 17. But some of these branches from Abraham's tree, so that means some of the people of Israel, have been broken off. And you Gentiles, who are branches from a wild olive tree, have been grafted in. So now you also receive the blessings of God that were promised to Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nutrition from the root of God's special tree, the tree being the DNA. This is why it is so important to understand that the tree of life is actually the DNA of life. So the tree of life, not the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life is literally the DNA of, again, the Gentiles that has been grafted in during conception. So we have to break this down so that way you understand it, using the Bible and the body. This is a series about the Bible and the body. This is a series that every person on planet Earth should be listening to. Because during this series, we're going to go through the Bible and we're going to break down what the Bible is really saying. Whenever, for example, when it talks about the Ark, the contents, one of the things that's inside of the Ark of the Covenant was the Ten Commandments. It was in, the Ten Commandments was placed inside of the Ark of the Covenant. What does that mean? Why are the Ten Commandments placed inside of the Ark of the Covenant? Matthew chapter 17, verse 50. Matthew chapter 17, verse 50. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The veil was rent in an instant, revealing the holy place. The veil was rent in an instant. The chromosomes during cellular division split in two to create cellular division. So what I am going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify is the mitosis of the DNA, of the cell, and of the Bible. To understand, my brothers and sisters, what goes on inside of one human cell, we are literally going to enter into cellular biology of Jesus Christ and going to prove to you how the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. We will break down during this series Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Hebrews 10, 19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holies of holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. Let me say that again. By a new and living way. Let me say that again. By a new and living way. The way that you enter into the holies of holies is living. It's not dead. You can't enter into the holies of holies with dead books written by dead men for dead people. You need a living book. That's you, by the way. Your DNA is alive. It's alive, brother. It's alive. You need a living book that has been written as we speak by living men who serve a living God. So it is this living way, Yahushua came that you may have life, not knowledge. So we're going to use life to prove Yahushua. Life, your life. Your life proves the existence of God. Using cellular biology and DNA and quantum mechanics or quantum physics. It is by a new and living way, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. I'm not making it up. Please look it up for yourself. Hebrews 10, 19 tells me that it is by a new and a living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. It is in your flesh, brother. It is in your flesh, sister. That's why the Bible says in the book of John that anybody who does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not of God. You're looking for Jesus out there, and I'm going to prove that Jesus is inside of each cell inside of your body. Have you ever heard, I posted it on Facebook, this gene or this protein in the body called laminin that makes the sign of the cross? And laminin is the gluon of the body. Let me say that again. I'm going to break it down biologically. I'm going to break it down electrically. And I'm going to break it down chemically so that way you can over, under, and understand during this series. Cellular division, my brothers and sisters, is how you enter into the holies of holies. I don't know if you understand, my brothers and sisters. I'm trying to formulate the words to assist you to understand the magnitude and the importance. If you got friends, if you got family members that you love, they need to be on this series. If you got somebody that don't believe in the validity of Scripture, or they do believe it, but they don't believe in the validity of the human anatomy, meaning that they don't believe that the Bible and the body have nothing in common. They need to be on this series. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you go inside of the Ark of the Covenant, it contains two tablets, which are the Ten Commandments. It contains a pot of manna, and it contains Aaron's rod that budded. Remember that. Aaron's rod that budded. We are going to break down Aaron's rod that budded. We're going to break down the golden pot of manna. Why is it golden? Why is it a pot? And why is it in manna? We've already broke down that we know that manna is O-R-M-U-S. I did the series on it. It's called Monotonic Gold. They made an entire movie about it. Well, that guy, I forgot the name of the movie, where he takes this pill. I remember it, Limitless. Remember that movie, Limitless? Have you guys seen it? Right now, there's fools out there looking for that pill that was inside of the movie, Limitless. I don't know if you understand the game. When you have whole brain thinking, when you have Christ's consciousness, you have Limitless. What was the movie Limitless about? Can somebody please help me understand? What was the movie Limitless about? So let me make sure you understand what this series is, why you need to make sure that you, your grandmother, and everybody you know need to understand. In the movie Limitless, the star of the movie discovers the power of a mysterious drug. In the movie, it was called NZT48. This drug unlocks the full potential of the human brain, and it gives the user enhanced mental faculties, if you will, a.k.a. consciousness. Pimp the game. Let me say that again. I don't know if you understand it, so I got to, again, I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. But in this movie, my brothers and sisters, it breaks down how to obtain full capacity of Christ consciousness the artificial way. Pick the game. Now, Hollywood, anything that is promoted on earth was demoted in heaven. Let me say that again. If you tell me a movie can reach, I mean, a movie comes out from Hollywood. Now, I did the show already on the Holly Tree. That is why, like Harry Potter had that stick, that was the Holly Tree. I hope you understand, and I hope you listen to the show of the Holly Tree, and you recognize that that is from the Druid. It is an occult Luciferian piece of wood that has magical, mystical powers. Why do you think it's called Hollywood? Because it comes from the holly tree. Now, again, anything that's promoted by Hollywood is Lucifer. Any movie. Now, it does have the truth in it, but it always got the 10% lie. Your job is to take the 90%, throw away the 10%. For example, no disrespect, Prince just died, right? Now, Prince was one of the greatest musical geniuses, whether you like his music or not, irrelevant. They tell me that Prince died, number one, of AIDS, and then they tell us that Prince also died without a will. Let me get this right. Who's saying this? Hollywood, or, again, media. You mean to tell me one of the most intellectual dudes on the planet died without a will? And I'm supposed to believe that? And you also want to tell me that one of the most dudes who, now he did a concert the day before he died, and he was on stage. They got clips of it on YouTube. The dude looked perfectly healthy to me. Now, could he have had AIDS? Surely. But at his level, he knows Dr. Sabi. He knows Dr. Sabi has cured over 100 people with AIDS. You think Prince would not go to see Dr. Sabi, who cures AIDS? I'm supposed to believe that? No, Prince did not die from no AIDS. And I know Prince did not die without a will. But they want to tell me, now think, brothers and sisters, think. How can one of the most intellectually dudes on the planet musically, and he don't have a will? But they want us to believe that. Most of the stuff that they tell us in the news, I can go through every major star. We can talk about Whitney Houston. We can talk about Michael Jackson. We can talk about Malcolm X. We can talk about Martin Luther King. All of the stuff that is they presented to us is lies. So do you really think they're going to promote something? Now, what's the number one book sold? Go to Google, type in number one book sold in the history of the world. What is the number one book sold in the history of the world? The Bible. So you mean to tell me if they are promoted? Now, Hollywood does movies on Jesus. And they just, Mel Gibson just came out with the movie what was it that he came out with, The Passion of Christ. Hollywood production. They just came out with the movie Noah. Hollywood. So you mean to tell me Lucifer is going to give you the secret to obtain an eternal life through Christ, through the correct biblical spiritual way, and you're going to believe the enemy wants to help you? Leave him? Come on, man. In the movie Limitless, it clearly states, what about the movie Lucy? In the movie Lucy, they clearly state the way to eternal life, again, limitless, is through knowledge. Well, Yahushua did not come that you may have knowledge. So you got to go watch the movie, and you take all the way up until they start promoting knowledge stuff. You take all, you listen and you watch everything until they start promoting, okay, in this case, a drug. Now remember, the body, the human body has, again, on the surface of every blood cell, they have opioid receptors. Why? Can somebody please explain that to me? I don't understand. Remember the definition of the word Christos means drugged one. So the body, the human cell, is designed to take drugs, to be drugged. Why? Because the true name doesn't mean drugged one. It means implemented one. So let me ask you the question, brother. Let me ask you the question, sister. Are you drugged? Are you being used? Are you an implement? Are you drugged? You can only answer that question. I can answer it for you. So how did you get your consciousness? Now, did you get your consciousness through? Now, no disrespect to my boy Clarence McKenna. Terrence McKenna. You don't know who he is? Please go to Google, search engine of your choice, Yahoo, whatever. Type in Terrence McKenna. This dude, one of the greatest minds on the planet for using the ayahuasca plant, DMT, any of these, you know, what you call them, hallucinogenic drugs or plants to help you obtain consciousness. Anything wrong with that? Not at all. It's a plant, right? If I had access to it, would I do it? Absolutely. Do I need it? Absolutely not. Everything that is produced outside of the body is produced inside of the body. And I will prove it to you during this series. Any drug that you can find that is produced outside of the body, the man re-engineered it. The body produces its own drugs. So why are you taking artificial drugs when your body produces its own? Your job is to simply live a life like Christ so that way you can become limitless without drugs. Do you got to go into some stupor, empty your mind, some kind of Eastern meditation, you know, fold your body up in some, all of these yoga steps to create a chemical response? Can you do that? Absolutely. Do you need to? You don't need to do that. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't need to do that. That's what this series is about. This series is about obtaining limitless. That means that you have the ability, my brothers and sisters, to do what Adam and Eve did, walk in the cool of the day and communicate with God 24/7, 365. But you also have the potential to walk in the heat of the day and communicate with the devil 23/65. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum has the potential to swing to the right. People ask me all the time, and this is very important as we close. Is the wind bad? I've seen the wind pick up houses and move them. I've seen the wind pick up an 18-wheeler. I just saw images of it was about a month ago, but not even that long. I just came from just the last flood a couple of weeks ago in Houston. I've seen the wind drop 18 inches of rain in an hour. But is it evil? Now, it can be used for evil, but it is not evil in and of itself. Consciousness, my brothers and sisters, can be used for evil, or it can be used for good. Let me say that again. That's where your free will comes in. So when you obtain consciousness, Christ consciousness, guess what you also obtain? Antichrist consciousness. Let me say that again. Why this series is so important, but why it's also so dangerous. Because when I got to this level where I can understand what people are thinking before they think it, and I can sense and discern. Now, the movie Deliver Us from Evil, what it was all about. If you haven't seen that movie, please go watch it. In that movie, they say something very profound. The dudes were Marines. They was overseas. They go into a cave. They see Latin letters on a wall. They become possessed by reading the letters. What? So you go to Egypt, and you look at the hieroglyphics on the wall. What happens to you? I've done, whew, I don't know how many shows I've done. I've been trying to say this for 20 years. Nobody's listening. You better be very careful what you look at with your eyeballs. So these dudes inside the movie Deliver Us from Evil, they go over there and they read something and then they all become possessed. Then they come back home, they start scratching on the wall, killing people, doing all of this crazy stuff because of a phrase, because of the symbols and the sigils, because they are not symbols and sigils. They look like symbols and sigils, but they contain a spirit or a disposition. They are angles. Certain angles are angels, bad ones, and there are good ones. You better be careful what you read. That's consciousness, brother. The ability to discern what to pronunciate and what's not to pronunciate. Very important series, this next series. Tomorrow we're going to go a little bit further, talk about a little bit more information about what we will be discussing in this next series and why this is the most important of every series I've ever done, because this ties in all of the previous series. It ties it into a nice ball, neat ball, so that way you can oscillate and vibrate in Christ consciousness. That way you can implement everything that I've been teaching for the last 20 years. Now, this will show you how to implement it. So I've been doing all of these shows over the past, 10, years. What shows? I just did Heteros Gammas. We talked about that. I did the show on the metaphysics of the Ark of the Covenant. I did the show on the metaphysics of Technotronics. I did the show on Lorimon in the old Osby Bible. I did a show on your blood type is your God type, talking about forbidden knowledge. We did a show on the Revelation. We did a show on Dunamis Thomas, twin. We did a show on the incantation, incarnation, incarceration. We did a show on It's Just an Illusion, How to Exit the Matrix, the Metaphysics of Eternal Life, Twisted Light, the Knowledge, the Key of Knowledge, the True God of the Old Testament and the gods of the Old Testament, and the True God, the 12 Characteristics, the Melchizedek, Melanated Energy Alms Doctrine. Remember that one? What about Cosmic Melanin? What about the Hebrew language? What about the case of the missing shin? What about Saul, apostle or heretic? What about truth, or trust and humility? And on and on and on. All of these shows I've been doing are worthless unless you understand one thing. Everyone is driven. The only question is, by whom? Everyone is driven. You're like a car. Who's sitting in the seat of your soul pushing your buttons? Are you an implement of Yah, or you've been drugged by Yah? But the Yah that drugs you and the Yah that uses you, them dudes ain't the same. You need the ability to discern which one is good and which one is bad. My brothers, my sisters, join me tomorrow at 12 noon as we talk about part 3 of what this series includes. Again, it's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Again, let everybody know about this series, man. This is going to be very powerful. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part 1, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate and control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Some people really are still dreaming. Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acne, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rated R.